But again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change Friday from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left 2 people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour, resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Mounting tensions with Iran after the U.S. accused it of attacking 2 oil tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, "We don't want war."
Target is apologizing for a 2-hour computer crash that froze operations at its more than 1,800 stores.
President Trump is accusing the New York Times of treason for reporting that the U.S. is waging a cyber invasion into Russia's power grid.
Coming in at number 1, Men in Black International, underwhelming $28.5 million.
Yeah, it's pretty low for big budget sci-fi.
Yes.
Protesters are back on the streets of Hong Kong, demanding the territory's chief executive resign for her support of an extradition bill.
The Trump campaign has cut ties with some of its pollsters after data was leaked.
Another win for Team USA.
Blasted! What a goal!
Dominating Chile, scoring 3-0 in front of a sold-out crowd of more than 45,000 fans.
This is a great job by the USA.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Joey, are you ready for the Marguerite 1 Carat Forever Mark Diamond Giveaway?
Yes, it's time to announce that name.
It is a $10,000 1 Carat Diamond from Marguerite's, the 1 Carat Forever Mark Diamond Giveaway. Let the big dog eat.
Oh, and here it goes, here it goes, here it goes. Constance Brown.
That is a cool name.
That's a great name.
Constance Brown. I like that. Sounds like some a novel character in a novel here. Constance, you need to call 396-5477, 396-5477, within the hour, so you can have your name in the drawing for this. I mean, let me tell you something. This is great because your odds skyrocket here. Okay, so give them a call. You got to do it within the hour. So this polling is, they were going a little crazy on this thing. So let's do the second part of the CBS story, and we're going to drill down a little bit.
Still, he's zooming in on Biden.
He's still leading the polls on the Democratic side. It's tightening up a little bit. And
it's tightening up a lot, which is interesting.
But he's still beating you, according to the polls.
Well, I don't believe those polls.
The new CBS News Battleground Tracker shows 55% of likely Democratic voters are considering supporting Biden, with Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders on his heels. This weekend, the candidates looked past each other and went after President Trump.
Mayor, somebody who actually served in the military when it was his turn. Somebody with a totally different style. Like me, is about as opposite as it gets.
I think, frankly, I am the strongest candidate to defeat Trump.
Our CBS News Battleground Tracker shows that is the right strategy. 69% of Democrats say they want to hear their candidates talking about beating President Trump in 2020, while just 31% want to hear about trying to impeach him. The president appeared to reference the poll in this tweet last night, claiming almost 70% say don't impeach. But the poll only asked what Democrats want their candidates to talk about, not what they want them to do. Tony?
All right, Weijia, thank you. And I want to bring in CBS News Elections and Surveys Director Anthony Salvanto. He's here at the table with us. Anthony, we are a year and a half ahead of an election. What's the point of an internal poll so far out?
Messaging. Because you're right, it's a year and a half away. Things can change. But the campaigns do this so they can figure out how to launch their campaign, what to talk about, and what voters want to hear in order to move the needle. That's really the most important part of polling at this point.
Okay, so let's continue. I may have crossed over a cut here. Now let's go to the CBS News Battleground poll. I'm going to give you some more internals as he talks about them.
Who want to replace him? Other polling data is causing turmoil within the president's campaign. As CBS News confirms, the Trump campaign cut ties to several pollsters after recent internal polls were leaked.
Those polls taken in March showed Mr. Trump trailing Joe Biden in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida, and other key swing states. The president denied those polls exist. But in a statement to CBS News, the Trump campaign acknowledged the polls are real. It calls them, quote, incomplete and misleading, saying they represent a worst-case scenario for voter turnout.
Now, for the CBS News Battleground Tracker poll, CBS News and YouGov spoke to more than 16,000 registered voters in 18 states that plan to hold the first primaries and caucuses. Primary voters in those states, from Ohio in early February to the Super Tuesday states in March, will help narrow down the 24 Democratic candidates.
Okay, now that was the setup for the battleground poll. That's a major size tab. They're doing registered voters, which can be very misleading, because if you are a Joe Biden voter and Bernie Sanders has the nomination, are you less likely to go to the polls for that vote? It depends a great deal where you live, but the motivation factor, remember, that was the big thing. The Clinton people were not motivated. The Trump people are very motivated. And we call it the momentum factor. And that's what put it over the top, particularly in places like Ohio. I've seen polling in Ohio and Florida that I have confidence in. Trump isn't losing any of those, either of those states, or North Carolina, by the way. So let's get into the details here of the Dems and Biden on top.
President Trump's reelection bid officially starts tomorrow at a rally in Orlando. The first CBS News Battleground Tracker poll of the 2020 campaign focuses on the Democrats. And our Anthony Salvanto, who is the News Elections and Surveys Director, before we go into the results, I think we should let people know what the Battleground Tracker poll is, because this is no small thing.
No, look, it promises to be a big election, so we figured we had to go big with the polling. But what it really means is talking to as many people as possible in all the places that the campaigns are going to go. This map is much bigger than Iowa. They're going to go to California, to Texas, to Georgia, of course, New Hampshire, South Carolina. So we've got to cover that as well. Which means big sample sizes, lots of interviews, and find out what people want to hear.
So what is the main concern right now for voters in terms of choosing a candidate? What are they looking for first, Anthony?
For the Democrats, they're almost singularly focused on finding somebody they think can beat President Trump. Now, that turns them into political strategists a little bit. We asked them what they thought swing voters wanted. They think swing voters want a moderate, even though many of them are progressive and liberal. But as they game that out, Joe Biden supporters really think that he can beat the president. And that's a big reason why he's on top. That's propelling him.
Also with that, when you, and this is, they are doing a king-size sampling, 18,000 is big. But what they're doing is they're not concentrating on a handful of states. They're doing a nationwide poll, and then they are taking some battlegrounds out of that. But Biden dropped down some, and part of why he's dropping down is that the believability that he can beat Trump is starting to wane a little bit. If you look at his what he's doing campaign-wise, he's not campaigning aggressively. He's not campaigning a lot. He's doing kind of taking a front-runner's position like Hillary Clinton did. And I'll be honest with you, I think he just doesn't look energetic. He looks sleepy. He looks tired.
Right.
And as David Axelrod said, what he needs to do is go out and prove that he's energetic and that he's not sleepy and that the name does not fit and that he's really out there doing a whole bunch of stuff, particularly press availabilities, because they're really worried about gaffes on his part.
And I don't think just gaffes, which is always a problem with Joe. I think it's also the first time he gets on a debate stage with all those Democrats running, especially the ones right on his heels. I think he's got a glass jaw for the simple fact of, number one, he did a lot of things in his Senate career that hampered him and other past presidential runs. And even if you look at his tenure as vice president, which I think is his greatest asset, I think he can be knocked there too.
Well, they have two debate stages. He's on what they call the big boys debate stage. It has Bernie Sanders on it. Elizabeth Warren is on the other one. And it's going to be interesting to see how people are going to handle Joe, because the other side of this, if you're the guy who goes in and takes Joe Biden out, the guy that the Biden people feel they're voting for because they think he can win, if you start minimizing that, are they going to blame you for it? So it's kind of like playing a little Russian roulette. Can you get another guy to do that instead of you doing it, but you can be the beneficiary of it? Beto O'Rourke is just going through the floor. He is, like, terrible. And
wait, a guy who failed to win a Senate seat in Texas isn't doing well anymore?
He is not doing well anymore. And he, I tell you what, I get nauseated in listening to him. The guy just makes crap up. It's unbelievable. Let's continue on with the battleground tracking poll. Biden versus the progressive approach.
So overall, the first choice was Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden's the first choice when you press people and say, who would you vote for? But we pollsters admit, it's really early. So we also ask them who you're considering, who's in the mix in your minds. And you see for this big field, people are already starting to narrow things down. They're saying, well, we're considering Biden. We're also considering Harris, considering Warren, considering Sanders. And that's kind of that upper tier. When they head to that debate stage, see if other candidates can move themselves first into that consideration set, because that's how we pick things. We narrow, then we pick.
In terms of the messaging we've seen on the campaign trail, there seems to be a divide within the Democratic Party between the kind of Biden return to a Obama era wing and the more progressive or liberal wing. How's that playing out in the polls?
Yeah, the return to things before Trump message plays very well for people who are supporting Joe Biden. But that more progressive liberal wing of the Democratic Party wants to hear the party say that they'll take a more progressive approach than they've ever had before.
And that's starting to hurt them. And it's helping them with Democrats, hardcore Democrats. It's really helping in places like New York and California. It is hurting them in a lot of other places. And Biden does do very well with female African American voters, which bodes well for him in South Carolina and Georgia.
Right.
But the message that's out there, if one of these other cats get it, I'm not sure if that voting bloc is going to be as excited as they would be for, say, Buttigieg or something like that.
Sure.
Particularly Bernie Sanders. I think when you look at Bernie Sanders' numbers among African American, they are terrible. Buttigieg, there's zero. I mean, it's like nobody in the African American.
For some reason, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me either. So they're putting a lot of money on Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden doesn't make it, if something he implodes, they're going to have a real mess on their hands, and then they're going to have a fight. I think Elizabeth Warren is somebody who I've been very impressed with her polling numbers when I go through and look at the internals. I don't necessarily believe that the polling numbers are correct.
Right.
But I think her support is lighter than that. But what you do is you have a Democrat who's saying, I'm going to vote for Biden in a caucus or in the New Hampshire primary. But if Biden all of a sudden messes up, what happens? Where does that voter go then? And Elizabeth is looking like she can kind of take on some people, so I think they can work in her behalf. Okay, so now public polls desire to beat Trump versus the ideals.
Is the desire to beat Trump strong enough among these voters to heal that divide?
Yeah, it probably is at this point, right? I think the competition is going to be for those who are on the progressive side to stand there and say, no, they're going to say, we need a different choice. We need a direction forward that's different from that return message. I think that's the way you watch this going forward.
It's very early, but we have this debate coming up, the first big debate with 20 candidates or 24 in the field. These polling, it must be pretty significant right now for these candidates if they want to stay in this game.
Well, they have to listen to these polls and say, how do I match what the voters want? Never mind a point or two in the horse race at this point. Then you hear voters say they want to hear about health care. Then you hear voters say they want to hear keeping the country safe. How are they going to do those things? When a candidate can match what voters want, that's when you see them start to move in the polls, not the other way around.
So that's, I'm telling you, I think Joe Biden, because the reason he's leading is because they believe he has a better chance of beating Trump. You take that away, he all of a sudden the air is going to go out of his campaign. News 93.1, let me go to a break. Damn our show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and we're cooking up brand spanking new Cinnabon dessert biscuits, only at KFC. Can't think of a better way to end a fried chicken dinner than to have Cinnabon glaze and cream cheese frosting doing the tango on your taste buds. And for a limited time at KFC, we're giving away 4 of these Cinnabon dessert biscuits for free when you buy a 10-piece meal. Better hurry. I can't guarantee I won't eat all of them myself. Prices and participation may vary. Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon SPV LLC, used under license.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good Monday. How you doing there?
I am really good, and how are you today?
Oh, just fine. A little warm, but I'll tell you, Saturday night, that full moon was beyond belief.
I tell you, the weather was absolutely amazing. I did a lot of deck time.
Oh, yes. Poll-wise, gosh, we're starting so much earlier than we did last election, from what I recall, and the media's involvement in choosing the candidate this time is unprecedented. They're all choosing Joe Biden as the candidate. It's not the Democrats. It's the media that's choosing him. And, boy, they're going to screw up again because Joe Biden is just not, does not have the character to tempt him. As a matter of fact, I was trying to think of one piece of legislation this man sponsored that ever passed, and I can't think of one. He's done basically nothing, or am I wrong?
Well, he's been a part of a lot of different things. Here's the problem, though. The things that he's been a part of is very contrary to a lot of deep Democrats' belief. And I think the debate on the 26th or the 27th, he's the 27th, is going to be, I think somebody's going to bring up some of that stuff.
Absolutely. And I saw an interview with Beto O'Rourke. He's even dumber than he looks.
He really is. I couldn't believe him on, Good Morning America? I mean, This Week Without George Stephanopoulos. He was terrible.
Yes. Yeah, he was terrible. Has no ideas. He has literally nothing. All of them basically have nothing. Poor old Bernie. I feel he's a misplaced gentleman from Maine because he looks more like a lobster every day. When he holds his hand up and points, it looks just like a damn lobster crawl. And look at him. His hand's kind of hunched over. It was like he was standing up as a lobster and pointing to his claw. That'd be what he was. He's scary. Elizabeth Warren is the biggest BH in the world. Who wants that woman yelling at you for 4 years? I mean, Hillary's voice sounds sweet compared to hers. I think these guys are really digging deep and digging a bigger hole than they did last time. What's your impression, sir?
Well, I think the problem, the comparative to me, is that Biden gets up there and he's leading, and then he can't deliver, and that was Hillary Clinton's problem. She tried to play prevent defense. She didn't do events. The stumbling at the 9/11 event in New York, where she looked like she fainted. I think Biden has any kind of health problems, any kind of mental lapse that happens to him, I think his numbers will plummet, and I think he has a high likelihood of that happening.
Well, we don't have to worry about the mental lapse problem because he doesn't have a mental to lapse. Thank you, gentlemen. Roll Tide, go Trump. Joey, glad to have you back.
Thanks, Red Top.
Thanks, Red Top. Let's listen to Byron York talk about the Fox polling.
Poll showing Joe Biden holding a commanding lead over his rivals. He's at 32%, leading Bernie Sanders by nearly 20 points, and many others, as you see, are down in single digits. Byron York, chief political correspondent, Washington Examiner. President's going to be in Orlando tomorrow night on Tuesday, his campaign officially kicking off for reelection. How do you see the trend now for Joe Biden in this poll?
Well, the president does have a big production plan for Florida. That'll be a lot of news. But as far as Biden's polls with the Democrats, it appears that the race is actually tightening. Just a few weeks ago, Joe Biden had a lead of 27 points over Bernie Sanders and 33 points over Elizabeth Warren. If you look at the Real Clear Politics average of polls, both of those leads are about 10 to 12 points smaller than they were. I think that was inevitable. That kind of tightening is inevitable. And also there's the fact that some of his opponents, particularly Elizabeth Warren, are really running harder than the vice president is right now, and that's beginning to show up in the polls.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ricochet. Ricochet, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Thank you. I'm off work for about 2 weeks, a week and a half, and I've got a low-flying aircraft above me. Dennis retired, and so I am taking your advice on a confession. So guess where I'm going at 2 o'clock today?
With Dan Hudson?
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. You are going to really like him.
I certainly hope so. My wife, she's kind of reluctant. You know, we're digging around in your mouth. But, you know, it's like everybody, I'm sure. Nobody wants to go to the dentist, but it's something you have to do. But 2 o'clock, I'll be there. But, no, let me, I just want to kind of say something about these polls. I put as much stock in these polls, about as much as I put in the 2016 election. Hillary was going to win the election. And look what happened. Same thing today. They're still beating the same drum. You know, who's going to win? Biden's leading. Blah, 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 blah. So that's about all I got to say about it. Who's got the polls? Who's creating the polls? I could go out and I could get me a poll up and I'm going to be the president. As far as that goes.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And it's going to be interesting to see how the media is going to handle this because they're a little shy after the 2016. I'm kind of surprised they're throwing so much weight behind these polls because one of the things that opinion dynamic research will tell you is that it's a big difference when you put somebody head-to-head with someone and you know something about them. People really don't know anything about Joe Biden other than they think Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. Wait till the other 23, 24 candidates start wearing on Joe Biden. Then they're going to see how vulnerable he is. I think also he's going to make some gaffes, and he's going to look a little too old, and he's going to look a little too out of date, and I think he's gotten over the touching women thing. I think he's realized that's kryptonite for him.
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate it. Can I get my name put in for the
Sweet Creek?
Yes, sir.
You got to give me your month and day of birth.
11/11.
So you're going to today at 2? When are you going to see Dr. Dan?
Today, 2 o'clock. Yep, going to see him today. And timing's right. We might swing by Sweet Creek and just check it out. Never been there, so.
Oh, you got to go. You have got to go. Just keep on going down. He's on Bell Road. Just keep going down Bell Road, turn left on 231, and you'll see it on your left-hand side.
Okay, gotcha. 10-4. Hey, y'all have a good day.
Tell Dan I said hi, okay?
I'll do that.
Thank you. Bye-bye. News 93.1, Dan Mars Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you. Awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Middle East tensions likely getting a boost by the latest announcement from Iran.
Iran has set another deadline of early next month. That's when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will resume producing highly enriched uranium if European countries fail to help Iran circumvent American sanctions.
Fox's Rich Edson. The man who traded shots with federal officers outside a courthouse in downtown Dallas has died.
Shortly after the incident began this morning, officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter who was later identified as Brian Isaac Clyde.
That's FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno. Police closing off several blocks and a bomb squad performing controlled explosions. And the Supreme Court giving Virginia the go-ahead to use a redrawn voting map seen as favorable to Democrats. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Summer doesn't officially arrive till Friday, but we are back to a summertime pattern for sure. Sun and cloud mix today. Another very humid day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be a few hit or miss storms here and there. Not every town will get one. They'll be mostly around in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. In fact, they're likely, but again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change Friday from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I believe in miracles.
Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan and Joey, thank y'all for taking my call.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm in the 9-speed water truck. The transmission's so worn out, I have to double clutch it. But anyway, Dan, I want to ask you about a pole, since you're a pole. You know how to analyze one with years of experience. Do the pollster people, pollster companies, do they do a poll among likely voters that might, and I'm talking about irregardless of party affiliation, Dan, do they do a poll that might just have a few questions that may sound like this? Are you satisfied with the president's performance? Are you satisfied with how he's doing his job? Are you satisfied with the direction the country's going in? Is that called a favorability?
Yeah, they do those all the time, but they don't.
Okay.
Let me tell you, most polls that you're seeing right now are not likely voters. They are registered voters.
Registered voters. Oh,
and that's a big difference, because when you look at a registered voter, it's a smaller population that goes to a primary, that votes in a primary and votes in at a caucus. The general election, you have a higher possibility of that registered voter voting in the general election, but not much more.
Okay. Well, I have one more question. I know sure. You've got a lot of other people that you want to take their calls. If you would please do this, if it's relevant, if you could find at the next breaker before the 3 o'clock hour, Trump's favorability rating right now and what was Obama's at the same time when he was in his first term. And does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. Matter of fact, it's interesting. I looked at that number this morning.
Wow.
I know. So you're right now, the Obama and the Trump favorability rating is about the same. Actually, Trump's is actually a little bit ahead. Trump just came off of a high where he was at a 48% favorability rating. He's down to 42 on Gallup. And he went to from the 48-52 to a 42-52. 55 negative.
So but, in your mind, if you did gamble, but I know you're very smart with your money, you would probably put your money on Trump and not whoever the D is going to be running against him. And I'm not trying to be a pompous A $, but Obama won handedly his reelection, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and then let me tell you something that's not being factored, is that the reason that Obama won and won so big is he was running against two, count them two, really bad candidates. John McCain being the worst candidate, but Mitt Romney, his likability factor was just not that high. The fact that he was Mormon didn't help him in some key states, particularly in the South, and he didn't get that little of a vote that he needed.
Yeah, that second debate, I don't know what happened to him. It was like somebody gave him a, I'm not as smart as I think I am, pill. I don't know what happened to him, Dan. I don't. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. I think he owned the first one and totally lost the second one. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't. He definitely did not do well with that.
Yeah, and real quick, you and I know what Trump's going to do the first debate. He's not going to have to win the second one because he lost the first one. But anyway, I'm going to listen to you all the way up until 3 o'clock, and thank y'all for taking my call.
Be careful in your truck, okay?
10-4, I will.
Thanks. Let's go to Randy from Snowden. Randy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I already spoke to Joey. I got a question that's probably a simple question for you to answer, but it's just been on my mind the last 2 days, listening to all these Democrats slander each other. They're running the same party. What's going to happen if Bernie Sanders' young people don't get the nomination? Do you think the Democrats are going to split their votes up and be angered because they didn't win, or you think they're going to come together and try to beat Trump, and all the ones that's running against each other is going to coincide with the Democratic Party or get out of the left?
Well, there's some great questions, Randy. Number one is that just like John McCain and just like Mitt Romney, when they were not your first choice, and you got down to having to vote, a lot of people didn't vote for him. That's why the numbers were down so much, particularly on John McCain. There were a ton of people who did not like John McCain. I think there are going to be a ton of progressive liberals that are not going to like Joe Biden if he gets the nomination, and I think they might not show up. I think also if Bernie Sanders is perceived of not being treated fairly because of some different things, I think that I think his people are going to do the same thing they did last time, not show up.
Well, then this comes down to my main question. What do you think the chances are? Because in my opinion, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are going to have most of the vote. Bernie Sanders, it still works like it did on the other election, that he'll have a lot of the young people. What's the chances of Joe Biden picking Bernie Sanders if Joe Biden gets the nomination as a vice president?
It would be called the Jared Hall ticket. I'll give you another observation that I've got, is when you look at that debate stage and you see Joe Biden in the center and Bernie Sanders to his right, I think there's going to be a stark contrast of age that is going to really speak to the audience. I mean, think about how many times you have seen those people lined up where they're standing next to Buttigieg or they're standing next to Kamala Harris. Though they come across young and vibrant, Beto O'Rourke, and I think that the optics of that is not going to look good.
Well, I agree. Do you think Kamala Harris will get the women's vote?
Kamala Harris, I just saw a California poll. This stunned me. Is in California, she is in third place, and she has not broken 20% of the vote.
Well, the reason I'm concerned about all that, because if they break this down, like, you know, there's a lot of anger issues in that Democratic Party with each other, hostility, as you both know, and myself, is I see that probably what's going to happen is that if Trump will win the election because of the Democrats are not, it's like they are now, they're not going to be able to put their heads together and know who in the hell they want in there.
Yeah, I tell you, another big advantage is if you're an incumbent and you're running and you don't have a challenger, and there's no challenger that will be able to actually challenge Donald Trump. But when you're an incumbent and you have a challenger, you lose, basically. George Bush lost, Jimmy Carter lost, all of those that had a challenger, their incumbents lost. And Lyndon Johnson, LBJ, so Trump has got, he's got $100 million he's already raised. He's got 60 plus million in the bank. That's more than all of the Democrats combined, all their money put together right now. And it's really hard if you're in a contested primaries all the way to the convention, which I think that's a possibility, then to turn around and have a nationwide campaign against someone and put it together in less than 90 days. That's a very hard thing to do.
Well, I'm going to ask one more question. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you've got to say. First, you know, I enjoy your show. You enjoy both. And my last question about this subject is, who do you think is going to get the black vote? Now, I appreciate you taking my call.
Right now, Joe Biden will get the black vote overwhelmingly. And that's why he is winning in states like South Carolina. That's why he's not doing as well in states as like Iowa. I think New Hampshire is going to show some slippage next week from looking at some other stuff. But Joe Biden will get the black vote, particularly the black female vote. That is his highest percentage voter right now, is the black vote. And if he falters with them, he looks too old, he gaffes, they bring up, you know, judicial reform and things like that, I think that could bite him on the you-know-what and hurt him pretty hard. Let's kind of move into it. Let me not stay with Byron York. I tell you what, I'll let Byron York set the table up here. A big question that George Stephanopoulos asked Donald Trump is, do you think that Obama knew about the wiretapping? And that the press is kind of coming along now. They understand, yes, he was wiretap. Yes, he was being investigated. They've actually started to admit that. Listen to Byron York talking about this.
Now to President Trump, there was the bit of an interview that was put out that he did in great length with George Stephanopoulos. Here is the question and answer on whether or not Barack Obama knew about spying or...
You clearly believe there was a group of people working against you. Do you think President Obama was behind it?
I would say that he certainly must have known about it because it went very high up in the chain. I'm not going to make that statement quite yet, but I would say that President Obama had to know about it.
There's a lot in there. I'm not going to make that statement quite yet. What do you make of that, Byron?
Well, a lot of Republicans have suspected that President Obama must have known something about what the FBI and other parts of his administration were doing to investigate the Trump campaign in 2016. Remember, the FBI started its investigation of the Trump campaign in the summer of 2016 at the height of the presidential campaign. There is a little evidence, a few hints in the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. There's some hints that perhaps the White House is interested in following all this. The first thing is, we don't know everything that the FBI and other agencies were doing at that time. That's what the whole Attorney General William Barr investigation is about. And then when we find out what they were doing, we don't know what, if anything, the White knew about it. President Trump has his suspicions. So do other Republicans, but we don't really know right now.
I like that. Now, Newt Gingrich is going to be talking about the same thing. And this was kind of a new talking point that's kind of been out there by Republicans. And it feels like, and Newt Gingrich in particular, it feels like they're kind of getting a talking points and they're honing messages here. Let's listen to Newt Gingrich talking about the same issue.
You clearly believe there was a group of people working against you. Do you think President Obama was behind it?
I would say that he certainly must have known about it because it went very high up in the chain. I'm not going to make that statement quite yet, but I would say that President Obama had to know about it.
Wow. Let's bring in Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor, and the author of the book Collusion. He joins us today. Mr. Speaker, what do you make of the President of the United States saying that the last president before him had to know about what was going on?
Well, you know, I think this whole episode, if you take all of it, if you come up to the big picture, is close to insane. You want to suggest to me that the Attorney General has a private meeting with former President Clinton on an airplane in Phoenix for, I think, 45 minutes, and the current sitting president, Barack Obama, doesn't know about it? Just take the press coverage. You think he woke up in the morning, looked at the New York Times, looked at the Washington Post, and he didn't call over and say, gee, Loretta, what were you doing having a secret meeting with the former president of the United States the week that the FBI is going to interview his wife on potential felony charges? Now, Barack Obama is a really smart guy. He was also sort of a control freak. You think the FBI said, oh, we're going to go get a FISA warrant, a foreign intelligence warrant, in order to investigate an American presidential campaign, and nobody thought to mention to the incumbent president? You think that his national security advisor asked to unmask the largest number of Americans ever requested the National Security Agency to be made unknown, and the president of the United States sitting down the hall didn't know about it? I mean, only in Washington could the media put up these walls and pretend that Barack Obama must have been innocent. And Joe Biden, by the way, who was his vice president, may have known about it, may not have known about it. I mean, in Biden's case, he's so flaky, who would have known? He might not have known if he knew. So it's not fair to really pick on him. Well, Obama's really, really smart. And I think it's very unlikely, virtually impossible, that all this stuff went on and he wasn't in some way informed.
Great talking point. Great job, Newt Gingrich. News 93.1. Duke, hang on for me. Going to come back to you right after this short break.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
The Dan Morris Show.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the present bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Reba, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Great song. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Duke, hang on for me because I want to talk about my good friend Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. Guys, whether you want to get some video shot, and let's say you want to do something to promote, narrowband media is the new thing where you're putting stuff up on Facebook or you're putting a landing page where you're telling people about your product and what you do and how you do it and interviewing people, for example, that are your customers and letting them talk about you. That is the new thing to do. Matter of fact, I'm looking at doing that for this show so we can get some things done and maybe interview some of you guys on there, the callers to the show. Introduce you to a wider audience, put a name with a face and a voice. But Dan Black can do that. But the other thing Dan Black can do is take those Betamaxes and VHSs and 8mm film and can convert them into a digital format for you so you can have them forever. You can put it up on the cloud. You can have it. You don't have to worry about it going away. You can store it. And it's not going to deteriorate. And the only thing you need to worry about is electronic magnetic pulse. But just put it up on the iCloud. So go give Dan Black a call, 334-440-7818. He is a champion of a man. I've known him for over 40 years. Great guy. And he is going to take very good care of you. When you call him, say, Dan, tell me what the Dan Morris Show special is. And he will let you know. You can call him every single day if you want to. Just find out if the specials change. 334-440-7818 with his videography, converting VHS, beta, or 8mm. Dan Black is your man to get it done for you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. How are y'all?
We are good, Duke. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm coming back from Birmingham. There's a bad wreck at exit 205.
Ooh.
Got traffic backed up about 2 miles.
Wow.
Going northbound.
Yeah, I know exactly where that exit is.
It's Clanton, I believe. One of the three Clanton exits.
How far past it are you now?
I'm almost to Prattville now.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's a bad wreck. Somebody got hurt, it looked like.
Yeah, that's sad when particularly when cars hit each other and they spin out of control and you get more than one vehicle involved, you can end up being on the interstate for like hours.
Yeah. Oh, Newt was right on spot, wasn't he?
He really was. I tell you, Newt is doing great. I'm very impressed with him. He seems to be carrying the water better than anybody I know of. Doug Collins, who you're going to hear from, he's somebody. Nunes is someone, Lindsey Graham is someone, but the leader of the pack, to me, is Newt Gingrich.
Yeah. Well, all right. I just want to let y'all know about that.
Thanks, Duke. You drive safely, my friend. So let's continue on with Newt, if we can. Newt is going to be, he's going to be asked, are we really going to know everything? But he's going to bring up some other points here.
Will we be informed when the Horowitz report comes out or when all these reports come out? Will we know the truth?
I don't know. I hope so eventually. I think part of the American genius is that over time, grindingly, slowly, lots of stuff comes out that smart people thought they could keep secret. But I look at this as a historian. I look at the last 3 or 4 years, starting with Hillary deleting 33,000 emails.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton getting $500,000 from a Russian bank, which apparently wasn't interference, of course, and then another Russian group giving the Clinton Foundation a huge amount of money while Hillary was helping deliver uranium contracts to the Russians. Now, none of that, of course, really counts, because after all, we all know that as good liberals, their hearts are pure. But everything from that point on has been wild. And I think if you were President Trump and you're sitting there and you're going, give me a break. Of course Obama knew about it. Of course, you think Loretta Lynch didn't know about it? I mean, she's sitting there. She's the attorney general. How could she not have known a lot of this stuff?
Yeah, I'm with him. I think, and It's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats go. Nobody is above the law. So do they believe that same concept for Hillary Clinton? Or as soon as you try to do something with Hillary Clinton, is it them becoming political? But Kamala Harris talking about my attorney general, you know, trying to prosecute Donald Trump. I mean, this is what these guys are going to be saying all day long. And I think they're going to have some serious egg on their face when this IG report and everything starts coming out here. So Gingrich is going to be going back to the Hillary Clinton emails here.
Speaker, of course, we also had Mrs. Clinton involved heavily in promoting this Skolkovo Russian technology project, where some of the technology companies that went over to Russia were actually donated to the Clinton Foundation, which we later found out, according to some reporting, this technology project, they may have actually been stealing sensitive American technology while some of the companies were donating to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, where is that in the investigation?
Well, and again, remember how everyone was terribly shocked that President Trump indicated he might or might not be involved in reporting to the FBI about a foreign government trying to give him something. Nobody then turned and said, well, if foreigners aren't supposed to be involved in the American campaign, how come the Clinton campaign was helping fund the Steele dossier being written by a former British secret agent? Now, somehow it's okay if you're a liberal and you hire foreigners to do research for opposition research, but we're all going to be terribly shocked if Donald Trump tells the truth. I think that's part of why Trump's base likes him, because in the end he cuts through the baloney and people go, well, yeah, I mean, let's be honest about this stuff. Only the elites who always absolve themselves of anything because their heart is pure would believe this malarkey.
Spot on Newt. Spot, their heart is pure. News Talk 93.1 headed to the top of the hour break for the final hour of the Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.